But before we get started on today's episode, let's hear a word from our sponsor. The Joshua Ward House is thought to be the most haunted house in Salem. The home was built on top of the foundation where George Corwin's home once stood. You can still see old stones along the home, which is what's left of Corwin's house. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the Salem witch trials and have heard of George Corwin. He was the sheriff at the time of the trials in 1692. There are speculations that nepotism was involved because he was the nephew of Judge Jonathan Corwin, Judge Waite Winthrop, and the son-in-law of Judge Bartholomew Gedney. And as sheriff, he had a lot of responsibilities when it came to the prisoners. When someone was sentenced to be executed, Corwin would escort them from the prison to Proctor's Ledge on Gallows Hill. And due to laws back in the day, when someone was in prison, if they were a man, all of their property, except for their land, would be confiscated and sold off to pay for their jail fees and to support their families. But the women who were arrested could not have their property taken because they belonged to their husbands. And since they were property themselves, their belongings were technically their husbands. But before we continue with today's episode, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Now, it is known that Corwin sold off some of John Proctor's livestock and slaughtered the rest to be sent to the West Indies. Now, warning, this is going to get a little graphic. Corwin was supervising Giles Corey's punishment. Because Giles did not plead innocence or guilt, he was to be punished by peine forte et dure. And excuse me if I really butchered that. They had the 81-year-old lay down on his back and put a plank of wood across his body and started piling rocks on top of him. He slowly suffocated under the weight. There are rumors that with his last breath, he cursed Corwin and the town of Salem. Apparently, when Giles had died, his tongue had fallen out of his mouth due to the weight, and Corwin used his walking stick to push the tongue back in. One of the people accused of witchcraft was the wealthiest merchant in Salem. Were able to flee Salem to New York City until the hysteria died down. But when they came back, Philip was wicked cheesed because he found all of his belongings, even his shop, were confiscated. And at this point, Philip was like, hello, I gotta get my stuff back. So he sued Corwin repeatedly until Corwin eventually passed away. And unfortunately, Philip never got anything. According to some sources, Philip threatened to dig up Corwin's body and hold it for ransom, but whether he did or not is widely speculated. There's also rumors that because Corwin was afraid of his body being taken, he was buried in his basement. People have said that Corwin was a vicious man when it came to interrogating prisoners. One of the methods he would use was tying rope around the prisoner's neck to their ankles until blood ran out of their noses. Most of the interrogations were in the basement. This earned him the nickname the Strangler. Visitors who are brave enough to go to the basement often report feeling like they are being choked by an unseen force. Guests also have sudden burns and scratches on their arms while in the house. There has also been sightings of a woman on the upper floor with dark hair with very pale and translucent skin. It is thought that she was one of the accused witches that Corwin had imprisoned and possibly even killed. Knowing that she's probably stuck somewhere where she was tortured and possibly even killed just hurts my heart. If you have visited the Joshua Ward House, let me know your story. Thank you guys so much for listening, and stay spooky. You can follow us on Instagram at G&G Pod.